That brings us to the next item on the agenda.
Thank you.
Which is notification of availability for Reg 2018-02, Leadership Pact's Personal Use, Agenda Document 18-39A. And Mr. Wensinger, you are still with us.
I'm a star today.
You are.
On July 24th, 2018, the Commission received a petition for rulemaking from Campaign Legal Center, Issue 1, and five former United States representatives asking the Commission to revise and amend the existing regulation concerning the personal use of campaign funds to specify that the regulation applies to leadership PAC funds. The Office of General Counsel has examined the submission and determined that it qualifies as a petition under the Commission's regulations. Therefore, we have drafted a notification of availability, Agenda Document 18-39A, seeking comment on whether the Commission should initiate a rulemaking on the proposal in the petition. Please let us know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Wensinger. I particularly appreciate this petition because it is consistent with my longstanding interpretation of the personal use restrictions at Section 30114. And I will note that the Commission has unanimously on many occasions recommended that Congress change the law to ensure that all political committees are covered by the personal use restrictions. I think, you know, there are some real risks here, perhaps particularly in the context of super PACs and other entities that are not run by people who are subject to election and re-election, and, you know, never come before the voters and don't have that form of accountability. But I think that given the statutory framework that we have, even I can't read this provision broadly enough to say that it covers super PACs in its current form. However, I do think it can, and I have read it this way in the past, be read to cover leadership PACs. You know, the key language being a contribution accepted by a candidate and any other donation received by an individual as support for activities of the individual as a holder of federal office may be used for various, you know, as long as they're not put to personal use. And I think that that phrase at the beginning covers leadership PACs because they are established by office holders who tend to be candidates. They're not all candidates. Some of them have said they're no longer running for re-election, but most of them are candidates. And in any event, it's certainly a donation received by an individual as support for activities of the individual as a holder of federal office, since the whole premise of leadership PACs is that office holders use them to as a means of raising and contributing funds to other members in order to support their plans to rise in the leadership of their respective parties. So I like this petition a lot. I will note that while this has been my longstanding view, it has not been the consensus view on the Commission. So I am hoping we get a lot of great persuasive comments. And maybe that will help move the conversation along. Any other comments on the petition?
No.
Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the notification of availability for Reg 2018-02, Leadership PACs Personal Use.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And again, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. The last item on the agenda, well, I guess it's technically the second to last. The next item on the agenda concerns Agenda Document 18-40A, Implementation of OMB Circular A-123. It's been suggested that perhaps there might be some edits to that provision, so we're going to hold this over so that we can circulate and consider those edits. We may adopt this on a tally vote internally, and obviously, if and when we do, we will make it public. Which brings us to management and administrative matters. Mr. Palmer, are there any?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
With the presentation tomorrow.
Oh, thanks.
I may try to make it over there.
All right.
Well, it's 10:15 or 10:30?
10:15, I think. Although I think I'm going to be the last man on. So if you're a little bit late, you won't.